Good morning and welcome. Safe to say, welcome back. Welcome back to the chart station. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. How are you doing? It's a brand new week. Hope you're good. And hope you had an amazing weekend. With everything happening in Nigeria, hope you're safe where you are and hope you're holding up well. I understand sometimes things are a little bit crazy. Most of us are going through difficult times, but then again, you just have to be strong. Put yourself together. Everything is gonna be just fine. Okay, today I want us to talk about something quite interesting. Nonetheless, feel free when you hit us up, tell us about your weekend, what stood out for you, and basically your highlights. So tonight, let's talk about cheating. Now, it's pointless at this stage to fixate on how common cheating is or the absurd amount of effort and secrecy it takes to keep up that kind of life. Cheating is an unwanted reality, which unfortunately can't easily be cleansed off the fabric of society, as highly desirable as that might be. We've heard stories of women who go on cheating campaigns of their own as response to their philandering boyfriends and husbands. Some slash tires, smash windscreens, red screens, and dent every possible part of the men's cars. And some of them even go to the extent of visiting the man's house, destroying properties and all that. There's also the one about a certain lady who burnt a foot of all the pairs of shoes her cheating boyfriend had. She was that hurt to the point that she just went to his house, took out all his pairs of shoes and burnt everything. However, at what point do we draw the line in these instances? And when can one be said to have crossed the line of what's acceptable as commensurate retaliation when your partner cheats and makes you feel like a fool? Now, how far is too far when getting back at the cheating partner? Most of us have been cheated on. Most of us haven't. It happens. But then again, like I said, it's somehow difficult to actually say you've never been. You might have without knowing, and some people are just lucky. But then, if you've ever been cheated on, how far is too far when getting back at a cheating partner? And is there a limit to what should be forgivable in a relationship? What are the things that your partner can do to you in a relationship that you can forgive? Might take a while, but you can actually overlook it and be like, all right, for the cause of this relationship, I forgive you. And okay, in this relationship, there are things that you can do that, you know, I can forgive you for the love I have for you. But there are some certain things that when you do them, I can never and I will never forgive you. That might actually cause the relationship. That might be the end of the relationship. Yeah, we'll have that conversation. And I am also asking this morning, does a cheating partner even deserve forgiveness? If no, what then is the best way to make them pay for breaking the trust in a relationship? And should you even be vindictive in relationships whether your partner deserves it or not? Let's say your partner cheats on you right now. Are you willing to forgive that person? If you're being cheated on now, your relationship, let's say your husband cheats on you, or your wife cheats on you, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, at this point, what are you going to do? Forgive the person and the relationship, or pay back, or just forgive wholeheartedly, forgive and forget and continue with the relationship? What would you do? What category are you in? You forgive and move on? Or you forgive and end the relationship? Or you forgive and pay back? What would you do? The city line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And ladies, we have a line for you. The number is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Hello, good morning. Oh dear, sorry about that. Give us a call back if that would do. And share with us what you would do at this point if you get cheated on. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Oh, good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Henry.
Henry from Shomolu, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome.
My weekend was fine.
Okay. What stood out for you? Hello?
I had fun.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I was with my girl, actually. So, we're together all through.
Nice.
Then, for the cheating partner issue, it feels very hot. But then, the line should be drawn, you know? I don't actually understand the aspect of breaking windscreens, smashing television, and all those stuff. So if you're being cheated on and you feel so bad, you can just, you know, leave the relationship. Or if you can forgive the person, fine, and both of you continue. But not like breaking properties that might even land into trouble and all that.
Okay. Now, do you think that cheating partners should be forgiving, or there should be some sort of payback? Oh dear, Henry, sorry about that. You can give us a call back so you respond to that question. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael, calling from where? Okay, Mike, welcome to the show. Talk to us, please.
Yeah. For me, I will not forgive the person.
What?
Because I will not forgive her. Because
why?
When a woman started cheating on her husband, it is very, very difficult for her for her to repent on it. No matter anything, she may use her own mind. Or one sign, I will not do it again. But later she will still continue on it, and that kind of character will kill a man.
Wow, when a woman cheats on her man.
Yeah.
You're saying this with so much passion. Have you ever been cheated on? Are you telling us this out of experience?
Hello, come again.
I said you're saying this with so much passion. Have you ever been cheated on? Are you telling us this out of experience?
I have been cheated once when I was in a relationship with a girl. Yeah, the girl cheated me. But the thing just eats me so much because I don't know how to cheat in a woman when I cannot cheat, and I would not like another woman to cheat on me. So it's not good for cheating.
Okay.
Not good. Yeah. Thank you.
How are you? Thanks for calling. He was saying, you know, forgiveness is so far from me. Don't even start it. Don't cheat on me, because forgiving you is going to be a big problem. Okay. But it's not that good. You know, you really, really, really have to learn how to forgive. It's not that easy, I know. But we just have to try. At the end of the day, we're all humans and we're not perfect. We're obviously going to do things that would definitely hurt someone or people. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good evening. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you.
Well, good morning. I'm sorry.
No, it's
my name is Benjamin.
All right, Ben. Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, you're welcome to the show.
Precisely. I'm a teacher of English at Goodluck Comprehensive College, Orimedu.
Okay, good to know. Welcome to the show. So we're talking about cheating today.
Yeah, I just
want
to share in my view, you know, like on the topic. Actually, that's interesting. As you know, loneliness and solitude have been my friends right now because I was once cheated on, you know. Can you get me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, so exactly what I'm saying is this. You know, life, it's all about the monotonous regime of 3 minutes, a day on the job and back to birth. Okay. Not even the activities in between it. When you see things like women, culture, friends, genres, religion, there is the standard, you know. But the more influent we are, the more able we are to widen our horizons in a new territory in quest of satisfaction and love. Sure, there should be more to life than this, you know, but when we pause and ponder, we got the right answer here. So what I'm trying to say in essence is this, you know, to all the ladies out there in the world, I think nowadays, actually, most girls are, you know, they cheat on men.
Most girls?
For me,
I think it's both ways.
For me, you know, I've understood the nooks and crannies of life. So actually, if one should cheat on me, I will let go of it. You know, it's never a coincidence.
For real? You'll just end the whole thing? You won't even give her a second chance?
Well, please, can you hear me out?
So yeah, I can hear you.
Cheat on me, you're, so it's never a coincidence. It was meant to be. I'll keep on going, you know. Yeah.
Well, you can't really say that. What if she went out with girls and then she got tipsy, then it happened, and guilty conscience, she returns them and then confesses to you? What are you going to do? Not forgive her? Still end the relationship? What if she never mentioned it to you? You would never know.
Actually, if it really hurt me, I will maybe let it go. Forgive you, but I will let go of the relationship, you know. Yeah, okay, I found another one. Maybe you were not meant for me. You understand what I'm saying?
And you think the next one is not going to cheat on you?
Well, I beg your pardon.
You think the next one is not going to do the same?
Maybe if I pray to God. Is there willing to vitalize?
What if you pray to God to change the one you're with? What if after praying, the one you're with that cheated on you once upon a time ends up being the best girl or the best lady you've ever met?
Maybe, you know. Sometimes some men are like, you know, but I'm a person with an intellect, you know. So what men annoy me, they have music. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
So actually, in this essence, I would just quit the relationship.
That's serious. So are you trying to tell us that you, speaking to us right now, you've never cheated on your partner?
No, I'm honest. I'm always honest when it comes to relationship. Why? Because I have sisters out there. If I should cheat on a lady, that's how they don't cheat on my sisters over there. So I don't cheat on that lady. Mm-hmm. I'm only looking forward to have my missing rib get settled, get married after birth, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well said, then. Thanks for calling.
So I'm always upset when someone is trying to cheat on me or trying to play hide-and-seek games on me.
I get that. It's actually painful. It's not a good feel. But then again, I think you should be subtle with the way you deal with things like that. You should actually learn to, you know, be forgiving a little bit. Not like I'm asking you to accommodate that.
No, but I don't have a grievance. I don't have a grievance, you know. You understand? Yeah, I don't have a grievance. But actually, that's it. I can forgive, but actually, sometimes I let go.
I think you should turn it down. You should turn it down a bit. Nobody's perfect. That might be her flaws, but then again, she might tick all the boxes. Okay, nobody's perfect. We all have our weaknesses, but the main thing is we all should know how to control our weaknesses. Okay, our weakness, and of course, the weaknesses if they are much. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, it's Henry calling back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah. So, if my partner cheats on me, I will give her a second chance.
Okay.
If I really love her, actually. But on the other way, if I cheat on my partner, I don't think it makes sense for her to start destroying things, like you said. So, and this issue of cheating, in fact, I don't know, I'm not trying to generalize, but to a very large percentage, most women are faithful in relationship than the men, but the men feel more hot when the lady cheats on them. For instance, you can see a guy that has three girlfriends. And at the same time, the person will feel so bad that one of the girlfriends had another boyfriend. So I don't know why it's like that for most guys, actually. But then it is what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Henry. Thanks for calling back. And I really don't want to, you know, buttress on that point. But, okay. Men cheat, women cheat. But that statistics, I haven't carried out the survey, so I really can't say. I've met some faithful guys, and I've also met some faithful ladies. Don't get me wrong. We still have the unfaithful ones, both sexes. But that's not, we are not trying to debate on this. We just want to know your personality, if you're the type that will let go if you're cheated on, or you are the vindictive type, the type that will be like, the only way I'm going to forgive you is if I do the same, or you're the type that will be like, no, I can't be with someone like you, we have to part ways. Hello?
Hello, hi, Nigeria.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is okay. I'm the first time calling. I'm calling from
Obalende. Hello, you're calling from Obalende, you said?
Yeah, first time caller.
Oh, you're a first time caller. You're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Talk to us, please.
Shall I go?
Yeah, I said you should go ahead. Talk to us.
Okay. What I ask is that if your girlfriend has cheated on me, I won't just take it like anything. I'll just look at it as
you what?
Normal stuff. If it's a girlfriend that cheated on me, I'll just take it as normal thing, like she's just a girlfriend.
Ah.
I'm here to be married. But if
wait.
The wife, like housewife, someone that gets married to, has already together cheated on me, I will not divorce with her, but I'll just leave. I will leave her, like, I will stop being around her. I might leave the house for her.
For how long?
I will not chase her away. She will just go by herself.
Wait. Your girlfriend, you understand that both of you are not married, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, is that going to change the way you feel towards her? Is that going to change anything? Or you still be okay with her?
Yeah, I would be okay with her. If she's a girlfriend,
really?
I would be okay with
and
her.
You won't cheat on her. Like, you will still be faithful to her.
No, I will start cheating on her back.
Wow. So you're the vindictive type.
I caught her cheating. Yeah, I will start cheating on her. If she's a girlfriend. But if my partner, like the wife, cheat on me, I will just leave her. Like
you leave her at home for how long? For a year?
I will leave her. I will leave the home for her, not for a year, forever. Like she will leave by herself until I hear that okay.
That's to say you don't forgive.
Yeah, I can never forgive the wife that cheated on me.
Wow.
The wife.
What if it was an honest mistake?
No, it can't be a mistake. That's
how?
It can never.
Are you 100% faithful in your relationship? No, you haven't answered. Are you 100% faithful in your relationship?
Like right now. I'm just talking about right now. I'm having a girlfriend. I can't be having just a girlfriend because I don't expect my girlfriend to be dating anyone.
What are you saying? You're conflicting yourself.
No,
are not faithful right now. That's what you're saying. You have options.
Not 100%. I have options.
Okay. And then you want the girl to be faithful. Because if she's not, start cheating on her.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Okay, make me tell.
I find the one that is very faithful in the relationship. Then that would be the one I would choose as the girlfriend, like as wife.
Okay, so what
like
if...
Like the most faithful one.
Listen.
You can't be dating just one
wait
person.
Now. What if you're now with, let's say, 4 girls and you're looking for the faithful one? Okay, we lost you. But if you can hear me, please do well to call back and respond to this. You're with like 4 girls and in your heart of heart, you are looking for the faithful one. Then, these 4 girls you are with also have 3, 2, 4, 5 guys they are also seeing, also looking for the faithful one to say yes to when they eventually propose. At the end of the day, do you think all of you in that circle will find the faithful one to get married to? I always say this, I think it's high time we understand this narrative that dating during the period of, you know, your normal relationship before marriage, I think we should see that as a learning ground for marriage. What you think you are going to achieve in marriage, what you think you'll be able to tolerate, the thing, everything, you just, it should be a phase where you envisage what marriage will be like. So if you want someone to be faithful and loyal to you and you think you are also going to be faithful and loyal, why not start the practice while dating? Why have options and then say when you are married, you're going to change? Where's the magic going to happen from? Where's it going to start from? And it might be hard, because by the time you're married, it might be way too deep. It might be too far gone to, you know, want to retrace your steps backward. So I think while dating someone, we should actually use that period to learn how we're going to act in marriage. That's just my two cents. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Babadoz. I'm calling from Lekki.
Your name is?
Babadoz.
Babadoz.
Yes, I'm calling from Lekki.
Okay, Babadoz, what are you dozing? Just kidding. Welcome to the show. Talk to us, please.
Yes, I want to contribute on the subject matter.
Feel free.
Like, I use myself as an example. I don't think that it is right for us to be angry when someone cheated on us, because we are all human and no one is perfect.
Mm.
And I am the kind of person that respects human rights and what, and I know what freedom is all about.
Okay.
I am always the kind of person that always gives long rope to my partner, whether my girlfriend or my wife.
Long rope? How do you mean? So you can tolerate her cheating on you for like 10 times?
I will tolerate everything.
Wow.
I will tolerate everything. The only thing that will get me annoyed is if she cannot tolerate me. That is where I will have problem with the person. But
can you also tolerate someone who disrespects you?
I understand that we are all human and nobody is perfect.
Hmm.
And we behave differently. You disrespect me does not mean you are not good. Anybody can disrespect anybody.
Constantly?
Anyhow.
Wow.
Yes. That is character. Our characters are different. If we can understand ourselves.
So if she cheats on you, she disrespects you, she sometimes, you know, makes you feel less of a man, you're still going to be with her. Why? Because she's good. Like, what's the basics? What are you going to measure the her goodness that will be keeping you in such a relationship?
It's love.
Okay, how much she loves you.
Yes, or but how much I love her. Not even how much the person loved me. How much I loved her.
Mm.
Yes, so anything can happen in a relationship.
You're going
anything
to be in
happen.
That relationship for the love you have for her.
Yes.
Why? Are you still there with the faith that someday she's going to change? Or with the faith that, okay, this is my faith. I love this lady regardless. So I am ready to do whatever with you.
With the faith that we are human and we are not complete. We have our wrongs and our rights.
Hmm.
That is the love there. That is the thing. I must respect her because of the love I have for her. And because of nobody is perfect. We are imperfect human. We can make mistakes anytime.
Right. Okay.
Yes. I respect human rights and the freedom of, I respect the freedom of everybody. So, provided that the thing is not affecting my children's life, I don't care.
What if you're with the lady that, you know, acts this way and both of you are not married? Will you still go ahead and marry her?
Yes, because I know, yes. So, provided that the thing will not affect my children's life, I will go ahead and marry her.
So, how can you
provided
tell
it's not, that,
how that can you tell it's not going to affect the life of your kids if both of you are not married yet?
The thing is that if I am not putting eye on her to know what she's doing, that means I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That once I am monitoring her, that is when I will be worrying myself. I will not monitor her. I don't want to know the kind of life she's living or the kind of people she's following. But I don't just care.
You're just after the fact that you're in love with the lady.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Hope that works for you. Are you married?
No, I'm not married, but I have I have girlfriend.
Okay. All right then. Good to know. Our regards to her. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I actually love his energy. It's something that we struggle to practice. you know, loving someone with their flaws excessively, making excuses for them, not hoping that they're going to change for themselves and for you, but just because you love that person. Like, how strong is that love? Wow, quite a lot to learn. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless.
Yes, dear. What's your name? Hello, we're struggling to hear you. What's your name? Hello? Sorry about that. Please wake up and give us a call back. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How was your weekend?
Grateful.
Grateful. Hello. My weekend, I'm happy. You know why?
Why?
Today, I just wrote one verse and the chorus of the song. I want to give to somebody.
Really?
So,
you wrote a song and you're dedicating a verse to someone. Who's that person? That person was very special.
Don't worry. After I'm finished.
Okay.
Don't worry, Ada. Leave that one. That is how my weekend goes. So I'm happy. I did.
I've left so. It. Welcome, Jeff. So tell us, we're talking about cheating tonight.
Hello. Hey, sir. Hey, Ada.
Yeah, we're talking about...
You know what?
What?
Cheating.
Mm.
Nowadays, sometimes, for me, I can talk my own, I can leave people, my own, I see. I don't really get problem, see, if my wife cheat. As far as say, you give me the reason, where you won't give me.
What reason? Like, someone would cheat on you, and then you not ask her why you did that.
Yes, now.
What if she tells you it was the devil's handwork, or it was a mistake?
And even though it's them say no be mistake, saying purpose the cheat same yourself. See, freedom. After all, my life, trying to get within you.
But well, that's your partner. How can you say freedom and it's alive?
See, Ada. Is my partner.
Yeah.
Quite alright. But I know she Ola. Mm. Everywhere where they go, I know she breathe me.
We know.
Carry
that.
For my heart.
Of course not. You can't do that.
So at the end of the day, she make that decision on her own. And if I stop forgive, if I say I don't go forgive her, I'm just hurting myself. You know why?
Why?
Because not forgiving her, holding that grudge, I will not be comfortable.
Okay. So are you going to forgive her and continue with the relationship, or you forgive her and let her go?
The issue be say, if I will forgive her, my own be say, what about me? Just explain how the thing take happen. I just won't just enter.
What do you mean? Explain
really,
how it happened,
really.
How.
Tell me from the beginning. Tell me how everything goes. We could just have that conversation because I really want to know whether I really enjoy her at the moment.
Oh, wait. You want her to explain to you how the guy was doing it?
Everything. Down to the details. I just see.
Jeff, you're being unserious right now, yeah?
No, it's not say I'm being unserious. Serious at that. You know what I think?
What?
To clear my conscience and to clear those.
What do you need that information for? To now act like that guy? Or
that wait first, that you don't want in it.
What
if she herself did not tell me? I will start imagining how the thing happened. Abi, I start get frustrated on my own mind. But if she tell me, I'll say, hey, is that so? After then, we should close the chapter and move on.
So, if you get if you get that information, it's not going to trick your mind. It's not going to play with your mind, really.
No,
you forgive her wholeheartedly and continue with the relationship.
You know why? Because you know why? Let me tell you something.
Please tell me why.
Why? Because one, in her conscious, she's free. She has brought out everything into open. So. You will not feel, you know, say if you just say, I cheated. I cheated, please forgive me. I cheated, you understand? You just explain one or two things. Inside her mind, that reflection will still be there. Only I know what happened, really. I enjoy it. But let her explain when you explain it, you see some kinds of kindness in her. After you have explained, finished, she will look different.
Wow.
That is just it. And the other one, we say, as she did like that, now she don't explain that thing now.
Mm.
You yourself now,
mm-hmm.
you go pick details from there, how to improve yourself at the same time.
Wow.
Two things at the same time. But why you they look at say shit? And one thing about me, Dev, shit is not my priority for any relationship. Waiting my own priority. If I have something to give you, to like something benefit,
okay.
that will be my priority. Because at the end of the day, me reaching that limit and impact that thing in you, mm-hmm. even though you leave me tomorrow, that thing never leaves.
Okay.
So if I use cheating to classify you and dump you on the wayside, it's worthless.
Mm.
You understand?
Okay.
So for me personally,
yeah,
that is not my own biggest problem. That one is not just ready to explain yourself in details. That is just
okay, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Alada?
Yes.
What question you ask again? Whether I will cheat. If you cheat at me, Ada, I will say something to everybody. If you are good, do not let other person's attitude change you. Even though she cheated, we could say she cheated for 10 times. I will not even cheat for her once. I will always be faithful to her. You know why?
Oh, why?
Because my faithfulness will be a destruction. See, when someone cheats on you, you are faithful to her. His conscience will be fighting with her that what she do to you is not good. And you can make her change.
Okay.
For the better. But cheating on her back, you are just changing your good attitude for someone's bad attitude.
Okay.
She wins you. You are supposed to win her over, not her winning you. So cheated. Even though she said that is his problem, but me, Jeff, I will never.
Hmm.
I will just keep my goodness and enjoy my moment and stop thinking about her cheating again.
Wow.
And just accepting my fate in my hand.
All right, good to know. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks for calling. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Okay, give us a call back if that was you. The city line is 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. Kindly call us back if that was you. Jeff, I am still struggling to understand your kind of person. I mean, who does that? You're being cheated on, and instead of dealing with, you know, forgiving her and healing, you want to get the whole detail how the guy did it. So, wow. Indeed, we have different people on earth. Anyway, we've heard from Jeff, so it's time for us to hear from you. What would you do if you get cheated on right now? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Penny.
Can you call in from where, please?
From my gigi.
All right, welcome.
Yeah. If my lady cheated on me, I won't be bothered. Except if I have a plan for her. Are you getting me?
Okay.
If I don't have any plan to marry her, you know, there's nothing wrong in it.
Wow. Really? Indeed, your levels to this thing. 49 minutes gone past 12. It is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Right now, I want us to listen to Confessions Part 2. It is a song by R&B singer Usher, produced by Dupree and Brian Michael Cox for Usher's fourth studio album. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 7 minutes gone past 1, and this is still the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with yours truly, Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Good to have you back. All right, so tonight on the show, we're talking about cheating. And like I said before, it's pointless at this stage to fixate on how common cheating is or the absurd amount of effort and secrecy it takes to keep up that kind of life. I mean, if you've ever been in a relationship where you're the one cheating on your partner, you should know what I'm talking about. It's quite stressful, you know. You do quite a lot of things. Most of us go as far as, you know, clearing pictures, deleting stuff so that the partner, our main partner or the one we're trying to protect from being hurt, doesn't catch us. You know, we do so many things. Okay. And also, cheating is an unwanted reality, which unfortunately can't easily be cleansed of the fabric of the society. It's quite hard, and it's crazy that the society have so normalized cheating. To, you know, when they now hear or when they now see someone who is faithful, it's kind of shocking. They're like, what? Oh boy, how you did to him? You mean you did with just one babe? You know, stuff like that. They've normalized the concept of cheating, and it's really, really crazy. Anyway, we've heard stories of women who go on cheating campaigns of their own as a response to their boyfriends and husbands who are almost everywhere. And some go as far as, you know, hitting windscreen, destroying cars, destroying properties, burning houses. Some even go as far as killing their partners when they discover that they have another relationship somewhere. And there's also the one about the seventh lady who burned a fourth of all the pairs of shoes her cheating boyfriend had. Crazy. However, at what point do we draw the line in these instances, and when can one be said to have crossed the line of what's acceptable as you know, to commensurate retaliation when your partner cheats and makes you feel like a fool? And also, how far is too far when getting back at a cheating partner? How far is too far? Some people will go as far as cheating on you as well. Some will actually subject you to watching them cheat. Bring the girl to the house, like, okay, you cheated on me, right? I am going to have sex before you, before we continue. Ready to deal with that? And if you are cool with it, fine, just to retaliate. And we also have some that will be like, all right, fine, I'm gonna make sure I sleep with two of your friends. Cool with that? People do a whole lot just to get back at their cheating partners. Now, is there a limit to what should be forgiven in a relationship? Does a cheating partner even deserve forgiveness? If no, what then is the best way to make them pay for breaking the trust in a relationship? And should you even be vindictive in relationships, whether your partner deserves it or not? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Ladies, we have a line for you. The number is 0146571190. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
My name is Chike.
Chike, where are you calling from? All right, Mr. Chike, welcome. Talk to us, please.
Okay, well, for cheating, I don't advise anybody who has a partner that cheats, because not with their relationship.
Really? Why?
Yes, I hate cheating, and I wouldn't encourage anybody to go with a cheating partner.
What?
If you cheat me, if you are my girlfriend, I may fairly forgive you, but I will not go with the relationship again.
How?
If you're my wife.
You forgive her and let her go.
And let her go and delete all every concerns about her with me.
Wow. Are you serious?
So you're my wife. If you're my wife, I will divorce you. Not only divorce you, I will find a way to hurt you back.
Ah, for real? You will hurt her back.
If you have a sister, I may sleep with your sister before you go.
Why?
To help you back. I hate cheating.
If you are going to let her go, why not just let her go? Why?
No, no. She won't let her listen. She won't let her. You must find. I will find a way to hurt her so that she she will feel the pain and learn her lesson another day.
That's serious.
Right.
Oh my. Okay. Are you serious? Oh dear. I'm actually speechless. Like, you go as far as sleeping with your wife's sister just to get her for cheating on you, knowing fully well that you're still gonna put her away. Oh wow. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Madam, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Prince.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ajah, Lagos.
Okay, you're welcome to the show.
So how are you?
Ada is good. Thanks for asking.
My girlfriend.
Really? Okay.
You said
yes.
You know,
I am your radio girlfriend. So yes, I am.
So only radio girlfriend.
Yeah. So what?
You mean it?
Okay.
I don't think you're serious.
Oh wow, my dear. Don't worry. I'm not cheating on you.
Please don't cheat on me.
I am not.
Because I know you are a superstar, so everybody is on you.
Okay. We have heard. So welcome to the show, dear. Yeah. Talk to us, please.
Look, I don't think any girl or a guy would deserve a retaliation. But I don't know. The truth is that sometimes when you are hot, out of frustration, you do something that you are not meant to do.
Yeah, it happens.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I have faced it severally. And I've seen some that they do it, I see it, they are still declaring innocence.
Wait, what do you mean? They cheat and they still claim that they are faithful?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I've seen a couple of relationships like that, apart from mine. She's cheating, she's still telling me that she is innocent.
Wow.
So how do I get back to that kind of person who refuses to be remorse and who refuses to feel what I'm doing right now is bad? If I get anybody that is so close to her that is interested, it's for me to go in.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't support the
Sometimes you enjoy those things that are not meant to be. People push you to do some things that ordinarily you don't think about it. That's the truth. I have seen a situation where a girl goes into a guest house with a guy, and when she comes out, she will tell you that she only went in to go and discuss the girlfriend of that guy to settle their matters. When you try to check her, well, if there's anything that has gone wrong, she pick offense. That means she's claiming that she's enjoying what she's doing. So how do you make her feel the heat? If she has a cousin, a sister, or a friend that can accept your offer, you do it. Okay?
Wow, that's...
I know it's hot.
It's not even ideal. Two wrongs can't make a right.
Yeah. But look, Ada, when you talk, I listen to you.
Okay.
Apart from your talking, your attitude is so matured. Even when I don't think of playing a part in this program, you push me on to talk because I like your presentation.
Okay.
The truth. Sometimes things will happen to a man. You say, it's even better for me to go to prostitute and marry a prostitute that is retired than to marry a woman or a girl who is still enjoying selling herself all about. And when you find out, sometimes these girls are not doing it for money. They are so possessed with sex.
Wow.
So they don't even know how to say, I want to avoid this person. I want to avoid this temptation. Sometimes they even choose to give you excuses that because you are not satisfying me, that was why I did it. Is that an excuse? Is that an excuse?
Of course not. I am not even going to cite ladies here.
Honestly, it's bad for a man to do it, and it's bad for a woman to do it. It's bad for the both parties. But when you say you want to retaliate, you can't really retaliate a woman who you really love and she's doing such a thing. Sometimes you even go as far as begging her, please. When I was in the University of Lagos, a girl once told me, she said, please, even if you will do anything in this school, don't sleep with my friends. Don't sleep with any of my friends. Because of that statement, I refuse to even do it at all. Because I know she's sincere and faithful to me. But when we were going to break up, she made me know that she was going.
Okay.
I prefer that than a woman is with you. She's not straightforward. She's not faithful. Other good morning. Let me give any other person a chance.
Oh, dear. All right. Thank you and good morning. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Yeah, I was the one that called earlier on. You caught me short.
Oh, dear. Maybe network did.
Okay. So, I said, me as a person, if I'm dating you, maybe you cheated on me. So far, I'm not having an intention of, you know, getting married to you in future. I don't get bored. Are you getting me? So, I don't get, but if I'm having an intention of, okay, I want to settle down with you and you do such a thing, I might be hot. And let me tell you something. See, ladies, you don't let their matter, you know, bother you much. Because let me tell you, it's something that just happened on Friday. There's this lady I was going out with before. Are you getting me? So I now lost my job. When I lost my job, she started misbehaving. Yeah. Later, she went. Yeah. So later, she started calling me. We talked. I didn't know that she's married already. So later, I called her. She came this Friday. I mean, this just last Friday. She came. That was the day she was telling that she's married already. I was like, so when we have fun again, I was like, but when I got to my house, I was like thinking that, so this lady is married. And she called her husband in my presence. She called her husband, telling her husband she's at home. Whereas, you don't go extra mile. You don't get bothered. Because just take care of yourself. So that's life. Wow. That's life. You don't say, okay, because the lady did something to you, you want to kill yourself or you want to hurt her back. No, just do the one you can do and move on. That's my submission.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my dear. Thanks for calling. Just do what you can do and move on. Yeah, sometimes we say this thing, but to be very honest, they are quite difficult. Moving on. You see that thing called moving on? It's hard. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Nada.
Yes, good morning.
My name is Daya, calling from Akwe.
Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, my name is Daya, calling from Akwe.
Okay.
Yeah, about the program this night. You see, about the issue of the relationship and the guys and the girls.
Yeah.
You see, the more you go with girls, the more you see. And the far you go out into the relationship, that's the more you're going to have experience. So that's the thing. And the fact that people complaining about ladies here and there, it's not that. Seriously. every girls are not like that.
No, we're not saying all the ladies are like that. We're just talking about you being in a relationship and then you're being cheated on by your partner. What you gonna do?
Yeah, you say about the cheating, it varies at times. And if she should cheat on me in my relationship, I'll be very hurt about it, and with time everything is going to go, you just flee off. Because relationships are for mature minds.
Okay.
If you're mature enough to handle a relationship, then you can handle anything. So that's the thing. Let's assume you'll be cheated on by your younger ones. So you take it as blood because you guys are one now. So you have to overlook everything. Like, let's assume it's my mom, it's my dad, or my junior ones. What will I do? So that's it.
Okay. Well said then. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Prince calling again.
Okay. Welcome back, Prince.
I want to make a point.
Okay, go ahead.
Ada, to be honest, you can't retaliate in such a thing. If you are just doing it, it's just because you want to enjoy something that ordinarily you wouldn't have done. You can't retaliate. If I had a serious girl, just like I listened to the other man who said he slept with a married girl. If I have a woman and I'm so much possessed of that girl and I want to have her as a wife, the moment I discover she cheated on me, I'll play along.
You pretend? Why?
Yes, I'll pretend to play along. I will take her as a prostitute.
Wow.
That's the truth. If I really love her, I will still be having her for it. But the day I'm going to declare to her, I will make sure that she's frustrated. Because that is what she has made me feel. Since I still want her, I don't want her to go yet, I won't chase her away by making her to know that I won't declare to her that I knew you are doing this. But the day I'm going to do that, when I'm done with her, I have somebody to replace her. Because they said broken relationship is far better than broken marriage.
Yeah.
A woman who is able to cheat on you during courtship, can kill you because of someone else. That's why we have murder, a woman killing her husband, is because she was cheating on her husband somewhere. If she really loved that man, that would be the last thing she would think about. She knows that if this man dies, she has somebody to rely on. She has somebody who is satisfying her somewhere.
Okay.
You see, the word for better for worse is in the days of our father, not no more in our time. That statement is buried, is lost, is forgotten. There is no true. It's hard to get true love. When a woman tells you, "I love you," this time, go and sit well and think about it. I've had a situation where a girl put otapiapia in her mouth.
Wow.
Threatening to chew it and die.
Why?
If I leave her. But I'll be honest with you, before God and man, she was the one that dumped me.
No.
Oh, yes. If she listens to night programs like this, she will be listening now. I don't want to call her name. Apart from that, you see, when you really love a woman, and you are jilted, it can run you mad. When a woman loves you and you jilt her, you cheat on her,
she could die for because of that. But true love is hard to find right now. People love people because of material things. Because of one thing or the other, there's no true love anymore. I listened to you one day when you were talking about a friend of yours who you traveled with when you were discussing about... Ada, you are the one now.
I can hear you. Just give me the story so I remember.
When you were discussing about the eastern part of Nigeria, the coast of... A man was trying to argue with you. She even turned you upset, and you used maturity to handle it. Somebody else came from the same zone from where that man was arguing about and confirmed what you were talking about.
Mm.
But the man was saying, hey, you are not a Nigerian, you are not from that place, why are you talking like this? You must be a Calabar. There are certain things you don't say on air. You were just sharing your experience. You are not saying that's what all of them are.
Of course.
Maybe some particular areas of that state. That's what you are saying. And you were just making fun.
Mm.
We're just catching fun, but it turned it as if it's something else. I thought to myself, God forgive me. I said, that man has a problem.
No, let's not go there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
But you see, there are things that are natural. When you are cheated, it's been there from the days of old, so you can't change it. It's just a way of you, adjustments. Just do an adjustment. If you want to remain there. You get the reward. The reward is either death or madness.
Wow.
If you want to quickly run away from your life, and you do it. Because a woman that is able to cheat you during relationship, she will go extra mile when you marry her, when you put her in the house.
That's serious.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome back.
Ada?
Yes, sir.
You asked a question. So, what do you think if you give for a relationship where it will make you no forgiver? Ada, I want to say something. Some people say true love is hard to find. I want to ask everyone of them question. Are you true to yourself?
Okay.
The only true lover, if you find that, the true lover you find for your own self, how you prepare your relationship in your mind, how you want your relationship to be. When you allow someone to change you, that is, you are not true and you are not loved. But when you love yourself, when you find that true love in yourself, you are to change the person. See, when it comes to cheating, you ask when you draw the line.
Yeah.
Drawing the line in cheating, there is no line. You cannot show someone how to react when you cheat on them. You know that.
Okay.
And if you say a woman who kills somebody, say he has another person to replace that person, sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes it's how she herself has totally submit everything about her to this person, and she finds that this person cheated on her. So she reacts without thinking of the consequences. That is what cheating does. So, as yourself, you loving yourself, the only line you can draw for yourself is now realizing that you love this person. Yeah, this person is one.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that aspect of that privacy is determined on her, who to give and who not to give.
Mm.
It's not your will
to
decide for her.
Okay.
So it's a different ballgame, right? Some people say, keep the door in the line. No. It's her to decide who to give and who not to give. So the determination comes from him, but do not allow someone change your memento, like they call it, like your balance. Because the moment he changes it, he may come out, you may not. so it's different. For me, the only thing a woman will do to me, I will forgive her, because forgiveness is natural. If you do not forgive, God will not forgive you. It's stated in the Bible. So I will not take my own forgiveness, not going to heaven for another person's frustration. No, I will not do that.
Okay, Jeff.
Ada, the only thing, if my wife, after giving birth to my child, after we have born two child, as she went out and get pregnant for another person, hi, Ada.
Okay. It's if she gets pregnant. Well, there's no pregnancy, you forgive her, right? All right.
If she just had pregnant for another person, Ada,
that's the end.
Even though, we divorce, we go to our separate ways, you should not give birth to anybody. That is my own.
Okay, no. Jeff, it's okay. Cost of time. Wow. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good morning.
This man just made me call you back.
Who's that?
This is Prince.
Okay, welcome.
Man, I just finished speaking now.
Mr. Jeff.
He didn't really let us know who is. Okay, did you see how he concluded? Except my wife, who had my children, and goes out and got pregnant from that man. That's the only way you will not forgive him. And forgive her.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Does he make any kind of...
That was his opinion. People react to things differently. Okay.
Why should I wait for my wife to get pregnant for somebody before I can forgive?
Like I said, people react to things differently.
Anyway, I'm not contesting. I'm just saying we should put it to the table and just review it.
Okay.
A woman that is ready to she's ready to denounce what she was doing.
Yeah.
She's ready to repent of it. Of course you forgive. But there are some people that are already addicted to it. That's what I'm talking about. Addiction. You see, you can stop a man who just picked a bottle of beer and say, I like it, I want to drink. You can still stop the man from getting drunk. But you see, for somebody who already has interpretation to fit into the reason for him to get drunk and be drinking and get drunk, you hardly can convert such person.
Okay.
Except the person decides to repent. I'm talking about a girl or a woman who is saying, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, whether you like it or not. I don't understand what you are saying. I'm talking about a woman you are seeing doing it and she's still denying it. I'm not a callous person. I know where to draw the line of forgiveness. I can even come into a picture where I find my girl sleeping with a man and she said, look, this thing was just a temptation. And we are able to speak it out. One-on-one. Third party will not hear it. Even after resolving it, I will even make love with her. I will say, look, I know that maybe is it because I was not doing this? Is it because I don't... We will end it there. And we will continue the relationship. But a woman who is doing it, and she's still telling you that you don't know what you are saying. And you are seeing the picture. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And that didn't allow you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Wow. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. What's your name?
It's Anonymous from Sola.
Did you say Anonymous?
Anonymous.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say my story.
All right, feel free.
I used to have a girlfriend.
Can you speak up?
We were in love. So many years ago, have been like that. So, you know, because we are not married, we don't stay together. I never knew this.
Hello, can you speak up? Can you speak up?
I never knew this girl has got married. Do you understand?
Yeah.
She came to me to make love all the time. Then I started, last year, she invited me for, said you want to see me in that restaurant, okay? Make love. Also, a few days time, she told me, about 2 months time, she told me she's pregnant.
Pregnant for you?
I never knew she had got some married to someone else.
Oh, wow.
Then, she got pregnant.
Wait, she told you she was pregnant for you?
Yes, for me.
Okay.
So I'm not responsible. She begins to cry, do this. I'm okay. Yeah. After like 5 months or 6 months, a friend told me that lady I'm going out with, she's married.
Wow.
At the bunk. Then I take time to find out. Even yesterday, she still called me. She still come.
Even yesterday?
She still come. She do come to me.
Wow.
Then I now ask her, say, come, hope you are married. Somebody, I learned you are married.
Hmm.
The reason of this, she denied.
Wow.
Then I got the picture of the marriage, the picture from somebody, from that my friend. He sent it to me and I show it to her. She just used it for acting.
Are you serious?
Short.
Wow.
I have told her to go away from me.
Aww.
I don't know. So that.
Oh dear, so sorry about that. You actually did the right thing. I mean, but why is she lying? Okay, she's an actress. That was a film, and trust me, it's been out for a while. She should tell you the movie so you see it. Mm-hmm. So if there is no movie like that of her putting that outfit on with that same person with the outfit, just let her go. Obviously, you're being deceived. So sorry about that. 40 minutes gone past one. It is a soul therapy segment on the chat station. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Chike calling again. I just... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you. Go ahead, Chike.
Okay. Well, in a situation where you say somebody, girl, maybe she's not addicted or addicted, How will you know for the first time that this is the first time that this girl is, you know, cheating on you? Everything about cheating, I had a very terrible experience about this issue of cheating.
Okay.
And I'm advising everybody, if you had, whether man or whether a girl, as your friend who cheated on you or in your relationship with that person, better cut it off.
Hmm.
That thing that attracted that person to go and cheat you for do and cheat you for the first time, never is still in him or her. It is something that somebody have to look onto. It is very, very bad. Cheating is very, very bad. It can cost many things.
Wow. Okay.
All right,
dear. Thanks for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is still the soul therapy segment on the chart station with yours truly, Ada Blessing. Currently, you're listening to Saving All My Love For You. It is a song recorded by American singer Whitney Houston for her self-titled debut studio album. And it was released in the year 1985. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria, for 58 minutes gone past one. And this is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. And tonight, we're talking about cheating. Well, having just 2 more minutes. Well, if you've ever been cheated on of someone who, you know, took your love for granted and cheated on you, I just need you to know that forgiving is a step toward trusting again. Now, cheating shatters trust and the ability to trust. And forgiveness is one step you need to rebuild it. People who can't forgive cheating carry resentment. And this resentment can prevent people from being honest and trusting again. So, I am not trying to justify cheating, but if you ever find yourself in that situation being cheated on, I think before calling it quit, you really, really have to reconsider, think of everything. We are all sinners at the end of the day. We all sin. So, you really just have to try, forgive, and give love and trust a chance again. Hopefully that person would change. But when you give that person time to change and it's seeming like the change is not forthcoming, then you can actually take a walk for your sanity. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I'll be leaving you, but you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire, followed by that of The Sunny Side and Hard Fact. Always keep the dialogue on to 99.3 Nigeria Info. I go by the name Ada Blessing. On Instagram, I am at Ada Blessy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. To take care of yourself, have a blessed week.
The talk doesn't stop. Join the conversation on the air and online. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Let's talk.